Has it not been good to be in church?
Amen.
Good to be in the Lord's house. Say it all the time. Man, there's nothing. There's nothing like Him. His presence and His power, nothing can replace it. I'd rather have Him as anything I know. I've been a lot of places. Lord's blessed me, but I feel at home where He's at. Like it when the Lord moves and I can feel Him. It makes all the difference. Look with us this morning in the book of Ruth, if you would. In the book of Ruth, I wandered to bed last night and begged and prayed and tried to plead with the Lord on what He'd have us to do today. He just kept bringing my mind back to this. I have preached out of the book of Ruth several times. I love the book of Ruth. Now, my, what a beautiful book. And I probably ain't going to tell you even anything this morning that you don't already know. And that's what I was telling the Lord last night. Amen. That's just how I am. Amen. I said, Lord, we've heard about the book of Ruth, and I preached out of the book of Ruth. Won't you give me something else? He just kept just bringing this to my mind. But I believe that somebody this morning, amen, needs to hear, amen, what the Lord has given us. But in the book of Ruth, if you would stand, amen, chapter number one. One verse here, amen, maybe two verses, amen, that we'll read in verse number 16. Bible said, and Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee or to return from following after thee. Amen, for whether, amen, thou goest, I will go, or thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God, my God. Where thou diest, will I die, and there will I be buried. Amen, the Lord do so to me, and more also, if aught but death part thee and me. That's all that I'll read this morning. I want to lay this thought on your heart, if the Lord would help us. Are you going or staying? Are you going or staying? And you'll find here in this book where at the beginning of this, there was a man by the name, amen, of Amalek. And he was living in a good town, in a good city. I believe that he was living in a place here that God had wanted him to be with him and his family. Amen. He was living, amen, in Bethlehem. But the Bible says, amen, that hard times come, that a famine come in the land. And the first thing that Amalek did, he decided he was going to get up, get his wife and his two boys, and journey off down to Moab. I'm going to, amen, it may take me a little while to get where I'm going, but bear with me. Can I say to all of the daddies in here, those that are already daddies and those that are fixing to be, amen, amen, you hear me and hear me well, you are the spiritual leader of the home. And you, when dry days come and when famine times come, you better not journey off to a place where you ain't got no business going. Amen. Oh, you little amen, listen to me. Amen. I thank God for mamas and good godly women. But daddy, it's your job to bring them to church. Amen, daddy, it's your job. Hey, amen, to teach them. Amen, in the fear and admonition of the Lord. Amalek, amen, a famine time come. Amalek got up and said, we're going to sojourn off down to Moab. The Bible calls Moab in one place God's washpot. I mean, a dirty place. It's a place Amalek didn't have no business going. Amen, much less taking his wife and his children. But the Bible said that they were just going to sojourn off down in the Moab. Don't down me yet. I know we've had a good service. Bear with me and I'll get out of the way. Amen. He is just going to go down to Moab and stay for a little while. Amen. You better be careful. Amen. Leaving the things of God you might have in your mind. I'll just leave for a little while and I'll come back. But can I tell you,
Amen. It wasn't many days until Amalek died in that place that he fought. He'll just, amen, visit. And wasn't many days after Amalek died, brother, had his sons married them wives of the women of Moab. Amen. Going against the law of God. Are y'all hearing me? Amen, brother. When daddy ain't doing daddy's job, other children will do whatever. Amen. I believe that. Amen. The Bible says, I ain't got nothing wrote down, bear with me. Amen. To train up a child and the way he should go. And when he gets old, he'll not depart from it. Can I tell you why the young people are so wild? Amen. In our day, there's been no leader in the home. Amen. To show them that there's a better way to travel and a better way to go. Amen. Daddy, listen. It's more serious than what we think it is. Amen. There's a world and a devil and a hell and love to have my children and your children. Oh, you better stay where God's put you. Amen. Amen. I ain't trying to embarrass Daniel. Amen. Hey, God want to come in on. Daniel, you ought to be praying for his salvation before he ever comes into the world. Amen. That's the truth, friend. Amen. Before they ever are born, we ought to hold them up to God and say, God, help me lead them. Help me guide them. You get one shot. You get one chance, one opportunity in this walk of life. Alan, you get one child. Amen. To raise Layla and Alice. Amen. And in the fear of God. Amen. You don't get no backups. Or you don't get no redos. I realize the best we do. Amen. We're going to falter. But do your best. Amen. To hold them to God. Amen. Give them to God. And he'll get the glory. All right. Amalek died. Wasn't too long. His boys married them wives for the women of Moab. And his boys died. Amen. Died in Moab. Bad place to die, ain't it? Amen. Bad place to die. Here they was. Amen. Naomi is all that was left. Living in Moab. Amen. Can you see her? I spent a lot of time at the graveyard. I'd seen her husband be laid to rest. Seen one boy right after the other laid to rest. She was having hard days, wasn't she? I'm told, listen, she was just trying to do what Amalek wanted to do, but Naomi had enough sin. She ought to stay in Bethlehem. She could have told Amalek, listen, I love you, but we ought not go this way. Are y'all hearing me? God help us. Here she was. Might have been upon the graveyard one morning looking over them graves or wondering how her life had got in this shape. But thank God. Has one come and said, Naomi, I know it's hard. I know you're Moab. But I got good news. The Lord is still visiting his people. The Lord's still passing by. The Lord still helping, and that give Naomi hope to get up out of Moab and go back home. Can I tell you, I don't know where you're at, but the Lord told me to tell you, he's still visiting his people. How do you know, preacher? I feel his big old hand stirring down in my soul this morning. That's enough. Listen, friend. All of us ought to say, thank God. He still visits his people. He still comes by. That's all we need. Oh, listen. We don't need to build any more church houses. We don't need, amen, any kind of great following. Amen. All we need is a visit from the Lord. That's it. Everything else will come in its time. I've heard men try to list it off and say, well, it goes your family and church. Listen, don't do that. Just put God first and everything else will fall in order. Amen. Just beg God for a visit. It's his good pleasure to bless his people. He wants to help us. Hey, but if he ain't welcome, he won't come. Naomi, got word that the Lord was still visiting his people down in Bethlehem. Naomi looked at her daughters-in-law, Orpha and Ruth, and she told them, she said, you must go on back to your people. Go on back to your people and your God. You've been good to me. Amen. You've dealt well with me. But I'm going home. You'll stay here. Make a long story short, Orpha kissed Naomi, hugged her neck, went on back to her people. Here was little old Ruth. Raised up in the land of Moab. Just plain mountaintop, jerked up by the hair of the head. I don't think she had ever had anything, and didn't think she ever would have anything. But she got tired of Moab. Are you going or staying? But I believe that Ruth got down. Said, Naomi, please don't ask me to leave you. You know why? She had seen something in Naomi that she wanted for herself. Naomi had probably set up there many of a day and say, can I tell you what I had back at the house? Woo! Oh, we might have left in a famine, but I seen a day, amen, when every time you went to the pantry, there's bread rolling out of it. God blessed us hand over fist. I seen God work back at home. Ruth had hurt dad. Amen. Somebody said, Ruth, amen, why do you want to go back? Amen. Amen. For a God you don't know in a place you've never been. Amen. I believe when Naomi had talked, amen, Ruth's soul would turn over and she longed. Oh, listen, friend, I ain't ever been the glory of the things of longing in my soul. Amen. To get over there. There's a longing within me. To be where the Lord is. Are y'all hearing me? Are you going or staying today? Amen. Amen. I thought about, here was Ruth. Ruth began to beg with Naomi. She said, ask me not to leave. Entreat me not to leave. Where you go, that's where I want to go. Can I tell you, and there's a whole lot of confusion over the coming of the Lord. You heard me say it before, men have argued and argued about it so much till they forgot one thing. He's a coming. He's a coming. Regardless of your thoughts, regardless of your doctrine, regardless on where you stand, he's a coming. Amen. And if I read my Bible right, he's coming for those that's a looking for him. Are you going or staying? Orpha, I believe that Naomi and Ruth and Orpha was walking out of the city of Moab all together. They got to the edge, amen, city limits. Orpha said, this is as far as I'm going. And she turned, are y'all hearing me? And she turned around and went back to the same life that she had always lived. I said, listen, friend, how many come in or come to the altar, amen, say they got it, amen, get up and live the same life, amen, get up and do the same, amen, pick your head up and look at the preacher, amen, I'm telling you the truth, are you going or staying, amen, I don't want to embarrass you, I ain't trying to point fingers, it's serious, it's heaven and hell. Oh, what do you want today? Amen. Amen. Oh my, brother, people watch a ball game and never take their eyes off. You let somebody start preaching, they'll read every song in the song book. Amen. God help us. Amen. I love you. I love you. I don't want nobody to go to hell. Amen. I didn't love you. I wouldn't preach to you. Are you going or staying today? Ruth. Orpha could have had the same blessings that Ruth had. But she turned around and left. You know why? She was used to Moab. You believe what you want. She loved Moab. Can I tell you why people don't want to turn from the world? They love it. They love the world. I got some dear uncles that I love. You could probably go up to one right now and you talk to him and he's either hungover or drunk. And you talk to him, he'll cry. He'll say, I know I need to do better. Can I tell you why he don't? He don't want to. He don't want to change his lifestyle. If he's here, I tell him the same thing. Are you going or staying? I'm talking from the youngest to the oldest. If you've reached the age of accountability and God has dealt with your heart, your soul's going to spend eternity in one place or the other. There ain't no purgatory for man to pray us out of. It's heaven or it's hell. And my Bible tells me how a tree falls, how it lays. Serious, ain't it? Are you going or staying? Here was Ruth. Said, Naomi, I'm not leaving you. She said, I'm going to cleave to you. I'm not going to let go of you. Wherever you go, wherever your feet lead us, I'm going to be right there with you. God help, I wish some people, amen, to get a desire like that again for God and say, Lord, I'm just going to hold on to you. Wherever you lead, I'll follow. Wherever you go, that's where I'll be. Where you lodge, I'll lodge. Amen. Thank God. Are y'all hearing me? Amen. God help us. Are we going or are we staying? Ruth said, listen, friend. People, I know I talk about it a lot. People are so confused. Got the mindset that they can come to church just, amen, once a month, every 2 weeks, and they're ready to fly away. Amen. That's when you got your mind on Moab, friend. That's when your mind's on Moab. Amen. If you feel like that you can just come in the church and leave the church whenever you... This ain't too rough, is it? Amen. I realize you just voted me in last Sunday, but I'm going to preach anyhow. Amen. If you got the mindset that you can just come and go as you please. Amen. You still living in Moab? Or you still got your mind on Moab? Are we going or are we staying? Amen. God help us. Amen. Orpha was happy with just hearing about Bethlehem. Orpha was satisfied with just hearing Naomi's tales about Bethlehem. But when it come to leaving Moab, she said, everything I got's down here. Everything I love's down. I love you, brother. What did the brother read this morning? To not lay up your treasures down here where, amen, moth can rust, where thieves can break through and steal. Lay your treasures up over yonder. Are y'all hearing me? Set our affection on things above. I realize we're in the world, but we're not of the world. God help me to get my mind off Moab and realize there's a better place than we can go. Amen. Boy, I love the word of God, don't you? Preaching of the cross unto them that perish is foolishness. It's foolish to Moab, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. Ruth said, I'm going to hang on to you, Naomi. I'm going to cleave to you, Naomi. Why? She didn't want to be in Moab no more. I believe that Ruth had the mindset, it don't matter how Bethlehem is, it's got to be better than Moab. You'll not forget help until you want help. Nobody's ever got saved until they were sick of being lost. When I got saved, I promise you, hey, thank the Lord. I don't believe Ruth, amen, even really, amen, was wanting to leave Moab for Bethlehem. She is just wanting to leave Moab. Thank you, Lord. When I got saved, heaven was the last thing on my mind. When I got saved, I just didn't want to go to hell. I was sick of where I was. I was sick of where I was living. Are you there this morning? Amen. Are you sick of yourself? Can, but there's a way out. Oh, there's a road home. Amen. God help us. Are we going or are we staying? Well, it is. Amen. I could preach all day on it. Not only was it good for Ruth, Naomi left Bethlehem. Naomi had been at Bethlehem, knew what it was like. Aren't you glad there's a way back home for her too? Have you ever been there? Walked with the Lord. Talked with the Lord. Hey, man, just been around him and who he was. Hey, man, but a day come you left, went to Moab. Hey, man, you'd still be down there if God hadn't made a way back home. Woo! You'd still be in Moab if God hadn't opened the gate. Amen. And made a way for you to come back today. Amen. Amen. I'm going to preach on. Is that all right? Amen. If you need to pray, pray. Naomi. Hey, it's more in that than I thought they was. I believe Naomi was just tickled to death. There's a way to get back where she used to be. Hey, man, did you used to have testimony? Did you used to have a shout? Did you used to have a smile and joy? Hey, man, but you've lost it. There's your way back. There's your road back. Hey, man, you can get it again. There's still joy in knowing God. I believe with all my heart. Amen. A Cherith Brook can be a powerhouse. Amen. I believe that. But God help. Are we going or are we staying? Amen. You say, preacher, I can't get saved today. People look down on me. Alan, some might be sitting around saying, amen, I can't go home today. They're going to look down on me. Can I tell you what the Bible says? Here was Naomi and Ruth, I believe, arm in arm, headed back home. Now, when they got up here to Bethlehem, no doubt thinking everybody's going to make fun of us. Everybody's going to look down on us. But you know what they did? Is this Naomi? Where you been? We missed you. Oh, listen, friend. I'm glad, thank God, for some real people of God that won't look down their nose. Other when you and I make it home, they'll rejoice with you. They'll shout with you. How's another one? I'll come home. I can't look down my nose at anybody today. Because you see, I've walked that road back from Moab before. I've been down Moab before. I'm living in a place man ought not be. But thank God. Not only did the Lord welcome me, thank God for the church. That'll gather up around the people. Hey, you know what Naomi said? She said, call me not Naomi. Call me Mara. For I went out full, and the Lord brought me home again empty. She might have come home empty, but she still come home. She might have come home with nothing like what she left with, but she still got to. Are y'all hearing me? Are you going or staying? Do you want to stay in Moab? You'll die down there. My, I wish I had all day. Come back in. Bethlehem, here was Ruth. No count. Moabite damsel. Should have died in Moab. She had read the law. Somebody had told her, listen. Somebody had told her, listen. When they out there and they're reaping the barley harvest, whatever they leave in the corners, whatever they leave a laying on the ground, That's for the stranger. Who was the stranger? As Ruth. Ruth had heard about how she could go out and glean, not get a whole lot, but she could get something. The Bible says that one morning she got up and went out, and it was her help to light on a part of the field of belonging unto Boaz. You believe what you want to. Ruth didn't stumble in her own accident. As a great big God, amen, had led her down there where she was. The Bible says, I'm going to preach a little while. The Bible says that Boaz was a mighty man of wealth. Chapter 2 leaves it dark. Chapter 1, they had come out of Moab. They could leave it there and say, thank God. But chapter 2 starts off and it begins to talk about Boaz. Ruth got down there in Boaz's field, knowing who she was, knowing what she was. But she is just glad to be a gleaning what little bit that the reapers had left behind. And all of a sudden, when Boaz come into the field, that kinsman redeemer, he ain't caught on yet, that's Jesus. Boaz come into the field. He is used to looking at gleaners, but there's something about Ruth. Ruth didn't look like everybody else did. Boaz looked and seen Ruth. He went up to them servants and said, boys, whose damsel's that? Whose damsel is this in my field? Amen. You know what the servant said? That's that little old woman out of Moab. She ain't worth a whole lot. Boaz and I said, boy, shut your mouth. I believe when Boaz looked and seen Ruth, it was love at first sight. She might have come out of Moab, and he might have been a great man of wealth, but he seen something in Ruth that he loved. Y'all hearing me? He went up to Ruth and listened. I'm still on. Are we going or staying? All right. I'm just going to tell you what you can have if you'll go. Boaz said, listen, don't you go in anybody else's field. You stay right in the field you're in. I promise you, everything's going to be all right. I've even told my reapers to leave a little extra for you. If you're thirsty, go up there to the water wagon, get all you want. But whatever you do, don't you go in anybody else's field. Can I tell you, there's more in this field I'm in, amen, than I'll ever get out of. Amen. And all God asks out of us is just stay in the field. Just stay in the field. Amen. Our needs is met. Everything we need, God will provide. Just stay in the field. He said, thank you, Lord. He said, Ruth, stay in this field. You read on through chapter 2, and it come up to mealtime. That was for the reapers. The important. Those that was worth something in society. That wasn't for no strangers. That wasn't for no Moabites. That was for God's people there. I'm going to have time. He said, Ruth, and at mealtime, you come on over here at the table and you sit down with the reapers. So when Ruth sat down here with the reapers, now I'm going to go out on a limb. Just go with me. Here she was, a little old gleaner. Wasn't worth nothing. I can't say that enough. Wasn't worth 15 cents. Should have died in Moab. sitting here beside the reapers. Boaz might ask this reaper, how much did you reap today? He'd say, well, 100 sacks. Could ask this reaper over here, how much did you reap? Well, 75. And all Ruth had was that little old apron with a handful of barley in it. And as Boaz began to hand out, amen, the reward to the reapers for doing so well. He'd hand them that, amen, that parched corn. Ruth would look down at that little old bitch she had and thought, I ain't nothing like them. But as Boaz went down the line, handing this reaper parched corn, and this reaper parched corn, and this reaper parched corn, he got to little old Ruth and that little old mouth she had, and he handed Ruth the same thing. Listen, the same thing he handed everybody else. Aren't you glad God is no respecter of persons? Amen. Praise his holy name. I got all hope in my soul, amen, that I'm going to make it. I may be in line behind the old apostle Paul. Oh, what a great man of God he was. But the same thing Paul got is the same thing I receive. I say, praise the Lord. Just stay in the field. Woo! Ruth sat at the table, had that parched corn, and the Bible says she eat until she was sufficed. Stuck the rest down in her pocket. Had that bowl of vinegar and that bread, and everybody at that time, as one big loaf of bread, they all broke off the same loaf. They all dipped in the same bowl. I talked about my granddaddy James Burleson the other day. Same loaf he is a breaking off of. It's the same thing I'm a breaking off of today. Same, are y'all hearing me? Same bowl he dipped in is the same thing I'm a dipping in now. Do we deserve to be at the table? We ought to still be in Moab. We should have died in Moab. Thank God, I'm glad I'm at the table. Are you going or are you staying? Meal time got over. Ruth got her stuff, went back to gleaning. I'm almost done, bear with me. Got up and went back to gleaning. Boaz told him, reaper, said, listen, every once in a while, things are looking a little bleak on the gleaning. You just get some handfuls of purpose. Throw them out. You ever been there? You walking through this field, you know God wants you to be in. Walking down the row, you know God's put you in. And you look four or five rows over and you see that brother and seems like God's just a blessing him. And you barely are getting every handful you can get. You look over at this row and you see this sister who's always got a smile. Everything's always good. It seems like they got a reaper sack and it's a falling out of it. And you think, Lord, have you forgot about me? All of a sudden, while you're going down that row, you look. There's a handful Boaz had thrown out for you. Them reapers might have thrown it out, but it was a direct order from Boaz. It don't matter to me how you feel. Amen. But I'm going down my row this morning. I'm getting every handful. I'm fine. Amen. I'm getting everything God let me pick up. Amen. Cause hey, this time next week, I may be a raking and a scraping. I want to get all I can get while I can get it. Day was over. Ruth had got all them handfuls of purpose. Had what was left of that parched corn in her pocket. went home to Naomi. Naomi was probably just expecting a little handful. When Naomi, hey man, when Ruth come in and dumped that out on the table, Naomi's eyes got big. Whose field you been in? Where you been at? Ruth said, let me tell you about Boaz. Hallelujah. Hey man, you go out in the world. They say, why can you smile? Why can you rejoice? Have you not seen the shape the world's in? Boy, all I know to say is, let me tell you about Boaz. Let me tell you what Boaz has done. That's why I'm raising my hand. That's why I'm come to church. It's all because of him. She reached in her pocket, pulled out that parched corn and handed it to Naomi. I don't think Naomi had ever seen anything like that. It's one thing to show them barley, but it's another thing. I thank you, Lord. Hey, man, when you start handing stuff that royalty eats, hey, man, I just don't want to give out barley. Hey, man, we've got enough sermons. Hey, man, I want a message from God. I want something out of the throne room. Hey, man, that I can hand out. Hey, man, hey, listen, friend, it'll last you a little while. It'll last more than a day or two. Ruth ate all she wanted and had enough to hold her over. Woo! Oh, you read on a little while. Amen. And the wedding day come. Ruth had enough in that one day to last till the wedding. All right. Amen. Wasn't many days after that. Wedding come. Ruth married Boaz. Don't get excited, friend. There's a few ways you can get in the family. You can be born in, you can be adopted in, or you can marry in. I've done been adopted into this, and I've done been born into this, and there's a blessed day. By the grace of God, I'm going to get married in for you. Amen. The wedding bells is ringing for this little old dirty Moabite woman. Married Boaz, and if you study your Bible, she was direct in line with Jesus. The offspring that come out of her womb, amen, made all of the descendants for the Lamb of amen, for the Lamb of God to come in this world. Listen, friend, us as old dirty Gentile dogs, by the grace of God, we're heirs and joint heirs with him. That tells me the blood, amen, that's running through the Lamb of God is running through me. Amen, we're family, friend. Amen, we're kings and priests, all because of him. I'll ask you one more time. Are you going? Are you staying? If you want to live in Moab, you can. If you want to stay in Moab, you can. Naomi didn't force anything down Ruth's throat. Give her a choice. The choice is ours today. You want to stay in Moab, or you want to come home? Are you going? Are you staying? Amen. Let us stay in this morning. God knows your heart. You know where you're at. Maybe you know what it's like to be born again. You've been in Bethlehem before, but you've journeyed down to Moab. There's a way home. Maybe you've been like the prodigal was. You've just been sitting around looking out the window. Can I tell you, friend, there's no good in Moab. There's death in Moab. Heartaches in Moab. But my, what I found in Bethlehem. What you can find if you'll just stay in Boaz's field. I ain't no student of prophecy, but I can look out and I can almost see the end of the row. It's almost over. Them old reapers that went on before us, they've done went out of the field. Them old gleaners, they've done reached the end of the field. It's a winding up for us. I'm talking about young or old. God's no respecter of persons. Young people die and go to hell just as well as old people do. Are you happy in Moab? Are you satisfied in Moab? Wouldn't you like to come home? The Lord's still visiting his people. I'm going to tarry a little while. If you get tired, just sit down. I want somebody to get some help today. Thank the Lord for everything we've heard, everything we've felt. Are you tired of Moab? Are you going? Are you staying?